Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Age of Grievance by Frank Bruni. Read by the author.
To the many generous and wise teachers and editors in my life, anything I get right is a credit to you. What I get wrong is entirely on me. Author's note. Some of the details and language in this book appeared previously in columns and newsletters that I wrote for the New York Times. Resentment used to be something that folks wanted to get rid of. Now they water it and put it on a windowsill, like a favorite pot plant. Edward St. Aubin, Double Blind. 1. Let me tell you how I've been wronged. When I think about who we've become and where it leaves us, of the prism through which so many Americans insist on seeing the world and how it perverts their views, I flash back not to any of the biggest, strangest, and most menacing events and developments from the past few years, not to the bedlam in the halls and the blood on the floor of the U.S. Capitol, not to Paul Pelosi in his own home and in a pajama top and boxers bracing for the blow from an assailant's hammer, not to a former president essentially crowing about his unprecedented indictments in 4 criminal cases comprising 91 felonies and treating them as a badge of honor, but to a brief and perfectly emblematic sequence of reports on Fox News in May 2022. The United States was then suffering a shortage of baby formula, and Fox had uncovered something scandalous, something rotten. A photo told the story. "Look at that," Sean Hannity instructed his viewers as he put the image on the screen, his voice spiked with disdain. "What it showed," he said, "were pallets and pallets of baby formula for illegal immigrants and their families." The Biden administration was supposedly rerouting this precious commodity to detention centers at the country's southern border and thereby depriving hard-working American families elsewhere. Hannity seethed, or at least performed a telegenic facsimile of seething. So did Representative Kat Kamick, a Florida Republican who had furnished Fox News with this visual prop and who told Hannity that it illustrated how insane everything is right now and what a total dumpster fire the Biden administration truly is. "America last, that is what the Biden administration is all about," Kamick said. The next morning, the hosts of the winsomely alliterative, deceptively friendly-sounding Fox and Friends.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?